I've done for the last 55 years, 8 months, and 24 days of my life now is what I wanted to. The only thing I do every day that I don't want to do is get out of bed in the morning. And God has taken care of all the rest. It's absolutely unbelievable. Let's see. Let's do some checking. If you've got pants on, look to your left, look to your right. If you got pants on, the person on both sides of you's got pants on, there's something wrong. I hope you know which restroom to go to. Okay. So. People say I don't date because I don't have time. You're here. People say I don't date because I don't have money. Didn't take a ticket. You know why you don't date? Broke. Anyhow. Now, by the way, any girl that says no to a guy who asks her politely, okay, don't you dare do that. All right. Well, let's see. I need to help. Let's interrupt this getting worth our sponsor before we go on. The one who fearfully and wonderfully created you. The one who is going to remind you to breathe 20,000 times today through air, of air he just distributed at no charge, no tax. Aren't you glad the government doesn't have to swallow your air? Aren't you glad you don't have to remember? I knew I forgot something. Anyhow. And that's just the beginning. All right. Let's pray. God, sure is good being here, saved and on our way to heaven. Oh, God, you're good beyond belief. I am blessed beyond all measure, but I think all of us are if we just stop to think about it. Please, Lord, use this time today. Help us to leave here loving you more, serving you better, letting it show and making a difference for God, for good and forever. Amen. Okay, I need help on this. You're going to have to supply. Whenever I hold this up, you go, whew. All right, hear it, whew. Okay? And whenever I hold this up, you go, this is Mike Wolf, but this is whew, and this is suck it up. Okay, y'all got it? Now, you say, what does this have to do? Everybody's sitting in this room, and if I say something like, boy, spring break's coming up, and everybody's going, whew, when you ought to be going, the devil ain't going on spring break. Oh, okay. So I want to talk to you a little bit about that today. Everybody's got it? Good. We go through our life living for the whew. And it's a mistake. I want to tell you a story. In Genesis chapter 5, it said Noah was 500 years old, and God decided to use him. Noah must have been a pretty good guy. Noah says, I've been good for 500 years. He said he wanted to say, but God said, build an ark. Right? And that wasn't just a small ark either. He didn't build that in his basement. People probably mocked him. I think the greatest wife in the Bible might have been Mrs. Noah. Yeah. She listened to people laugh at her husband and her kids all those years. And some of you girls, one of the things I've learned on tour is some girls don't like being married to a fundamentalist preacher because you don't drive fancy cars, live in good houses, and all that kind of stuff. But Mrs. Noah stuck with it. Y'all, everybody with us so far? And so it's going to rain. And I can hear Noah now. Hey, Noah, what you doing? That's the neighbors. Building an ark. What for? It's going to rain. What's rain? It hadn't rained yet. But Noah never went. He kept going. Now finally the ark's built. And the animals are coming on. And Noah said, well, I got the ark built and the animals on it. I want him to go. But God said, get on the ark too. And then God shut the door. On that ark with all those animals. Have you ever said God's will stinks? Noah could have. Okay. He probably didn't go very much. But anyhow. Okay. Now wait. 450 feet long. 45 feet wide. 45 feet high. 75 feet wide. And he built that and got on it. That's 120 years of going. And he wanted to go. But then he heard thunder. And he's on the ark. It rained for 7 days and 7 nights. And but he finally could, he wanted to go. Nope, wrong picture again. He wanted to go, whew, but he couldn't. Now you think, 150 days of being seasick. I wonder if animals got seasick. I wonder if they do what we do when we get seasick. Right? Yeah. Okay. So 2.5 months later, he saw the mountaintops, and he wanted to go. But God said, too soon. Man. It goes on 6 months, and finally he saw dry ground, and he wanted to go. But God said, I ain't opened the door yet. Right? You have the picture? Finally, the door is open, and the animals march out, and Noah wants to go. But his wife said, here's a shopping list. He had to dig a garden, plant the garden. Finally, the garden is planted, the harvest is over. And Noah says, for the first time, he gets drunk. It cost him one son. It's too soon for the right? It's amazing how that goes on. Here's old David. He's got a job out on a beautiful night. He's looking at the stars, and he wants to go, and he hears, roar. It's a bear. He kills a bear. He wants to go, roar. Now it's a lion. Right? And then he goes, and he sees old Goliath, and he goes, and he's doing all this. Finally, he's the king after he's run from Solomon, or from Saul all those days, and he wants to go, here come the Philistines. Right? It's in the book. I'll give you the verses if you want to come by. And finally, it's time in spring when kings go forth to war. David said, he tarried at Jerusalem. That was a start, in my opinion, to becoming the worst father in the Bible. His sons were killing each other after he died. All because of one. Doesn't make sense, does it? Wow. Let's see. Hezekiah. It said he did right, which was in the sight of the Lord. And God blessed Hezekiah. Wow, what a king. Things are going. It says, no, after Hezekiah was none other like him among the kings of Judah, nor that for before him. What a king. And he removed the high places, broke up the images, started revival. All sorts of good things are happening. He's just going, right? And finally, he's laying on his bed, about to die. He turns his head to the wall and says, oh, me. And God gives him 15 more years. And for the first time, Hezekiah goes, whew. He had a party. He showed off everything he had. And he lived 15 years. During those 15 years, he had a son. That son's name was Manasseh. Manasseh was so bad that God said, doesn't matter what happens. It's all over, Israel. All because of a whew. It ain't worth it, is it? You say, well, maybe I can undo the whew. Well, let's see. It didn't quite work that way. Because after that, Josiah came. And he was a great king. He never, ever even said whew. But God said, it's too late. You can't undo the whew. Y'all have attitude, well, I'll go out and do this, but it'll be okay. I'll make it up tomorrow. No, you don't make it up. You don't make it up. Wow. Wonder what that means to us. Well, let's see. I got to think about my life. Did you know? After 9 years and 3 schools, I finally got my doctorate. I wanted to go whew. But God said, no, Frida said, well, we got a little baby now. We got to build a house. We bought 32 wooded acres outside Knoxville, built a house. I wanted to go, whew, but I had to pay for that thing. And that took a lot of research and a lot of teaching. And I got excited about the Lord. And I started witnessing in my college classes over there, having Bible studies on campus, free speech time, amen, at a state university. I better stay on the subject. You want to know the difference between the girls' dorm and a state university and a shady lady house? Shady's lady's house? The dorm's accredited. I mean, if you don't believe it, talk to Cecily. She can tell you what it's like in the dorms. Rock music, cigarette smoking, boys, girls give their keys to boyfriends. The university sponsors a tuck-in party for the guys to come over and help the girls get into bed. You want to go to state university? Well, anyhow, I'm off the subject again. 16 of the folks that we reached came to Howells Anderson College out of a Southern Baptist church. Brother Howells noticed that. He said, why are you down there and your kids up here? I'd been here before. I figured the best part of a trip to Hammond was going home. Yeah. He offered me a 60% pay cut. We're already broke. Let's see. I say, God, I'm in your will. Sure, it's going to be okay. And I wanted to go, phew. My son got hit by a drunken driver and his neck was broken after he graduated from Howells Anderson College. This Saturday morning, like every Saturday morning, about 7 o'clock, I went out to memory lane, laying on three graves. Sucking it up. Wonder, I got 6 grandkids here. How'd that happen? Now I'm going, phew. It's amazing how that works. What are you going to do next week? Okay. Open your Bible to Matthew chapter 25. We're going to talk about time. Matthew chapter 25. Look at verse 31. We're getting ready for whew time. It says, when the Son of Man, this is judgment time, by the way, shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divides the sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto those on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Now, and now, we can say, whew. Amen. But listen to this. Before we got to this, let's read on. Jesus said, when I was hungered, you gave me meat. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison, you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. Is the Bible literal? I believe it. You say, man, I wish I could just hug Jesus' neck. I wish I could just do something for him. I can hardly wait till I get to heaven to hug his neck. You don't have to wait. Saturday's coming on the bus route. Amen. What are y'all going to do next week? Let's see. Are the with it? I've had 41 years at Howells Anderson College, best years of my life. I've got 4 children and their spouses, all saved and serving God. Both my sons are in the ministry preaching. I've got 14 grandchildren here on earth, and 2 of them are married, and they're all serving God and riding buses to Sunday school. I've got 3 grandchildren already in heaven. One Saturday morning, there was snow on the ground, and I was out laying on some graves. And I was crying. And God said, "Why are you crying?" I said, "My grandkids aren't here." And he said, "Well, where are they?" I said, "Well, they're in heaven." He said, "You're crying about that? I got three grandkids I don't have to worry about. Is it worth it? Why don't we decide we're going to suck it up and thank God for the..." What are you going to do next week? Maybe you'll decide to... I laid on my first granddaughter's grave. We were running four buses at the time on my bus route. I said, "God, I said, I love you." And then I talk out loud to the devil. I said, "Devil, I hate you. And it'll make you sorry you mess with me. We're going to start a fifth bus route." That was 1994. My daughter and her husband and children are still running that bus route. Second grandchild died a couple of years later. I said, "God, I love you. Devil, I hate you. You aren't going to win. We're going to start another bus route." Why don't you decide next week, whatever the devil hits you with, you're going to go, suck it up and make him sorry he messed with you. Let's stand. Dear God,